hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Hello, Julie.
I'm Julie. You're Christine.
That's right.
We're mother and daughter.
Marie.
Yeah. Christine, Marie, exactly.
We are mother and daughter, but we're so much more than that. We're besties.
That's right.
I keep reminding you of that.
This is our podcast to hopefully make you laugh about the week that has been to come and all the good stuff, because honestly, life's kind of hard.
Oh, good. Thanks for starting off happy, Jill.
I am happy.
Just want to tell you guys, we hope to make you laugh a little bit, because you know,
life's hard.
Life sucks. You know, when did that word become okay? When I was a kid, if you said suck,
right,
it meant really, it was a loaded word.
Right.
It was like you'd have to go to confession and you might have to tell the priest it was a venial sin, depending on how you used it. And it might have even been a mortal sin.
If it was a mortal sin, then those priests just wanted something to like torture you about.
And now if you like I played a guy on Scrabble last night, Mike from New York. Mm-hmm. We played four games together. We actually got to know each other.
Yes.
But we both decided.
Hour of your time then, my God.
that's a long time.
It is.
And we both decided that new and improved Scrabble, which Pogo has, it took it offline for a while, and then it came back new and improved. But we both decided that the new improved Scrabble sucks.
Oh, okay.
So, mortal sin.
Be damned.
Venial sin, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
It sucks.
I think back in the day, your parents and your family knew that suck was just an easy exchange for the F word. You know, instead of saying
F-U-C-K. You said S-U-C-K.
That really sucks.
That sucked up.
Yeah, exactly. Suck you.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think my parents.
It's like, what'd you say?
No.
I just said suck
my
you.
My parents had no problem saying the F word.
Really? I have a hard time thinking of your parents saying the F word.
Well, maybe my mom did.
I can hear them say the S word. Suck.
Yeah.
Or poo-poo. That S word.
So, yeah, but, you know, it is interesting, though, how times change. Now, you know, like a three-year-old, it sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
And, you know, like to me, there was, when I was growing up, there's only a couple things that you sucked.
Right.
You know, you didn't like, I suck at math. No,
yeah.
You suck nipples. You know, you said bottle. That's what I meant.
Yes.
It's not you don't suck the bottle.
That's true.
You suck a nipple.
Exactly. It's like a straw. I don't know.
It's like a straw. Now they make it impossible.
Yes, exactly.
With all the metal straws out there.
No. Well, it's just horrible because I have a really bad habit, and that's chewing my straws.
I know.
And so
I'm going to tell McDonald's. I'm going to say, you know, Julie, I need you to decline giving Julie plastic straws.
Right.
She's too bad for the environment. But I, you know what, though, if someone knew what you could do with your straw,
I would be worth $1 billion in the porn industry.
You would be an act in Vegas.
I would be.
Caesar's Palace, they give you the penthouse. You stay there for 6 months.
I know.
You could call the straw show. It'd be called the straw show.
Yeah.
And all you would do is like put it in your mouth, and then 5 minutes later, the little shape.
It should be like
twisty
something more
shape.
Like straw revival. Straw show just seems a little, I don't know, too Midwestern.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we as Midwesterns, we take our whatever we're going to do, and we add the word show to it.
Yeah, exactly. But revival, or, you know.
That sounds Texan, though.
That's true.
Revival.
Or what does Luann have? She has a...
a cabaret.
Straw cabaret.
Oh, a straw cabaret.
Yes.
That would be
I'd have songs written about straws.
And you'd have all different kinds of straws.
Yes.
There'd be big straws, little straws.
The ones that make little, you know, that curly Q round.
Yeah.
Kid straws, ones that flex up and down, you
yeah.
know. The ones that have a little bent in them so that you don't have to, you know, so I don't know, so it's easier to drink out of, which always makes me laugh. Like, I didn't realize
the
straws
kind that
are so
has
hard
that,
to.
Yeah, that had that little, like, what is it? Like an accordion thing.
Yeah.
Right in the middle there.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Now, see, why couldn't we have invented the accordion straw? I mean, you know, here are me and Dad still working, still driving the truck. And yet, you know, when you were little, you liked your straws bent.
Right.
Why couldn't I just go, honey, I got this great idea.
Exactly.
Get to the patent office.
Exactly.
Put my name on it.
Yeah.
And let somebody else invent it and right. then suck and sue them.
Exactly.
I said sucking sue them.
Exactly. I heard you say it.
Yeah, good.
Not possible. Mm-hmm. Not possible. Also, too, what you do know nowadays is that you have to have deep pockets to get involved with a lawyer.
Yeah.
No matter if you're suing or being sued, it's just got to have deep pockets. If your pockets aren't deep, you just got to go, you show the lawyer. See this pocket here? It's really a faux pocket. It was put in just for looks.
Yeah.
And you got to let it go. So.
Also, you could have you don't have to have deep pockets if you have public defender lawyers.
Yes. Speaking of public defending lawyers, did you set me up for that? I don't know.
I tried, girlfriend.
Well, brilliant. So last night, I went to a murder mystery at the library where we had...
It was a murder mystery.
A murder mystery. And we picked up the right person. We knew for sure who the right person was. And
Jill, no, see, I would have saved that part right there where we knew.
Sure.
Massaged that.
Okay.
But I'll you just came right out and said it.
Because it's not like that was the most interesting part of the thing.
What was the most interesting part? That you had to carry your own tables two flights of steps to get to the murder mystery?
We broke down the murder mystery table thing. No, the interesting thing was that at our table, it was a Harry Potter-esque kind of thing. I think you couldn't use Harry Potter real characters, so you can't.
Or you'd have to have deep pockets.
Yes, you have to have deep pockets. So what you had was Harry Potter-esque.
It was Perry Hotter.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It was a parody of the Perry Hotter.
Yeah.
You know, instead of Haggard or Hagrid, it's Haggard, you know, and just everybody's name was off.
And they didn't play Quidditch. They played
Whippage. I don't know, something like that. But what was wild is that at our table, we had two public defenders. And they're the one that came in costume because you could dress up if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people in their 30s and 40s came in cosplay. And I thought, this is hysterical. I love it. I love it. I love it. And so I was talking to them and you were saying they're deep pockets. But they showed me a picture of their weekly caseload. And they must have had 50 files.
See,
but one was for juveniles and one was for misdemeanors. Mm. So neither one of them had murder cases, you know, or
Thank
big
God.
Cases. Thank God, yeah. right? Because I'm thinking that, but they're all like misdemeanors and juveniles. So like in the middle of it, you're like, okay, here's what we got going on. You know,
why do we have such a bad connotation of public defenders? TV.
Well, you've got to have some kind of nemesis on TV. Yeah. And they're mostly not nemesis. They're mostly like the overworked, not smart enough to do it on
underpaid,
their own.
Underpaid. Didn't go to the
didn't go to Ivy League.
Didn't go to Ivy League. Went to the, got their JD out of online.
Exactly. One of those people. Yeah. But you need a public defender. You know, you got to have one.
Yeah. Because you can't afford a real attorney.
Exactly. And the only thing that was, it was a wild time last night. But at some point, because Doug's daughter's the head librarian. So this was like this was a fundraiser for the library. Because the library doesn't have enough money? I don't know. It looks like it's doing pretty well.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
see, it's just the thing is, these things are not called fundraisers anymore. They're just fundraisers.
Yeah, F-U-N.
Yeah, let's just go out and have some fun.
Let's raise some fun, you know. Let's take a little money and raise some fun.
It was called you had it at the Cork and Screw.
Yes.
Which is a very fancy restaurant in Oregon, Illinois.
Yes, exactly. And we had it at the roof, or like the
rooftop,
the penthouse.
Yes,
the penthouse of the Cork and Screw. Is it called Cork and Screw?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. I love that. And so we all got there. We all met the Cork and Screw. Sat at our table. There was 50 of us, and we were given the instructions, and given and shown the cast of characters, and they're all dressed. And then we had to walk to the library across the alley, you know, the Quidditch alley.
Down three
which is magical.
Flights of steps.
Yeah.
Across the parking lot.
Could we just not have met there?
I agree with you on that one.
And then we saw the dead body there at the library. And then we were able to then talk to the whole cast.
You were able to question the cast. Well, I asked you, did the public defenders do a good job asking the questions? Because they should have.
And they did. They did, because what they also did, they didn't listen. Because the directions were, you're not supposed to ask any of the players at the library yet. They're just supposed to tell you their spiel. You know, give you their 2-minute speech and what went down. And,
oh, really?
And then you go back, have dinner, and
have a few drinks.
And before dessert, you have the whole cast, is you're able to ask the cast questions.
Got it.
And they have to tell you answers. And the directions are this, that you're allowed, they will tell you the truth about everything, except the murderer will lie. You're like, really?
Really?
Oh, that tells me everything.
Yeah.
How do I know? Did you kill her? Did you kill him? I did not kill him. Oh, you're a liar. But it was great, because I would be asked questions. And I was in character too. I was like, one person goes, the Dumbledore character like mm-hmm. person mm-hmm. or whoever his name is. He comes to me and he's like, "Are you a wizard?" And I'm like, I'm not dressed in wizardry clothes. I go, "I'm a wannabe wizard." And they're like, "Well, then you must sign up for classes soon. We're at the Hogwarts school." And I'm like, "All right, I will, sir." And Doug's like, "Oh God. What is this going to be like today?"
Please do not talk to me.
Please do not talk to me. And then later on, we're at a table, and a Weasley, the Weasley's dad lookalike, I mean, red hair and all, dressed in his garb, you know, which is like an old-time suit kind of thingy with a... it looked very Weasley-like. If you don't know what I'm talking about, that's okay, Mom. Don't worry about it.
I know what Weasley looks like.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He comes to me, and he goes, "Are you magical?" I go, "Oh, I am afraid not. I am not magical." He goes, "Well, then you may be able to help me." I go, "I hear you non-magical people know what to do with this." And Doug Steve into his pocket. I'm like, mind, I'm like, "Dude, whatever you bring out of that pocket, I can help you with." And then he brings out a rubber ducky.
Ah.
He goes, "I hear these are like fun for you." I go, "Well, yes. What are they for?" I go, "Well, you know, when you take a bath, you put them in your bathtub, and they're just like whimsical, and you play with them, and they're fun, and they make you laugh." And he goes, "I don't get it." I'm like, "Well, you wouldn't. You're not a non-magical person right. like me." And so anyway, at the table during all this, when we have to, there's a real lull in conversation. Because we've discussed the case, we've kind of figured it out, mm-hmm. and no one's talking. And so I like, "We should get the conversation rolling again. We've got
eight
strangers."
That's you, Julie.
So I go down. Has anybody?
God forbid we're not all friends.
Yes, exactly. Has anything magical happened to anybody here in the table? Tell me. And nobody did, except for the one woman across from me. Her name was Jasmine. Of course it was. And
Of course it's Jasmine.
And she reminded me of Quinn for some reason. Mm-hmm. And she goes, "I was living in this house, and there was a doll there. And when I, in the middle of the night, literally the doll moved." And I go, "What'd you feel?" He goes, "Would you feel scared? Did you?" She goes, "No, I blamed it on the cat. Even though there was no cats in my room at this time, mm-hmm. but I could find a real, I knew it was supernatural. Mm-hmm. However, my brain allowed me to blame it on the cats."
Yeah, because I was too tired to actually
I was too
scared.
Trying to fight it. Yeah. And I thought to myself, that's exactly what our brain does.
Yeah.
Thank you, brain.
Just shuts things out.
It's like, shut this out, this thought out. This thought leads nowhere good.
Yeah.
It leaves nowhere good. And if you got to the truth, what good would this truth give you?
Just like when your uncle kissed you on the lips. You're like, brain, just...
It shuts it down.
What good is this going to do?
Because that tongue was an accident. That was my brain said. It was my brain. Exactly. It shut that down. That memory was gone. And then you brought it up. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Appreciate
30
that.
30 years later.
Yeah. It's all good. All the parties are dead around it, so no big deal.
Yeah.
But it was...
You outlived that kiss, Jerry.
I did. It was really a fun night, because people were drinking like crazy.
Fishes.
Ah, oh, because, well, first of all, you got a 2 alcohol tickets with your
meal. Thank God.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine paying $45 for ham and bean soup.
Yes.
I want a couple of drinks with that.
Exactly. And I didn't have drinks, unfortunately, because that's not what I do. And,
yeah.
And I,
can I say something funny?
Yeah.
I know I should interrupt, but we had a meeting at the truck stop for our business this week. I'm not trying to bring it down, but Julie brought this big tray of cookies, and Mike, the boss, said, "Hey, I've got everybody can have a one drink minimum."
Yes,
the
at the
so
truck
the waitress
stop.
At the wait, and you know, everybody's ordering, you know, Coke or coffee. And everyone goes, "I'll have a beer," and the lady goes, "Sir, this is a truck stop. You know, we don't serve alcohol here."
Truck.
And like, and it was so funny because Norm went into pretty, you know, like, of course I knew that.
Yeah, of course.
I knew that.
He made it into like, oh, of course. It was a joke. I'm not asking for a beer
at four in the afternoon.
Are you kidding me?
That's why I just had to interrupt for
I'm glad you
that
did.
Story.
I'm glad you did.
But I can see that people do drink a lot more, it seems like.
Right.
Than they used to drink.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure. I don't know why. I mean, like, well, like, this made the party get more rambunctious as time goes on, mm-hmm. which was interesting because the party was, I would say the average age was 35,
mm-hmm.
maybe 40 at the latest.
Which is really interesting because I honestly, if you would have asked me,
How many
people would show up to the Harry Potter dinner
yes.
for the Oregon Library? I'd have said,
and paid $45.
And paid 45. I would have said, if you're lucky, 10, and they all had to be from one of the workers' family.
Right.
Because that's the only reason you guys showed up.
Right, exactly.
As a Hillary.
Right.
But come to find out, 50 people came. That was the
Saturday
full,
night.
That was a full. And some traveled from Winnebago County.
Yes.
Which is a far distance.
It's far enough.
Yeah.
You know.
So I was really shocked that. And then you said, well, Mom, it was for charity. I'm like, what charity?
Right.
You know, the library is not a charity.
I said, I concur. I you're right. And then I what I would appreciate it is that there are people that allowed themselves to have fun.
Yeah.
You know, and
just as long as I have a couple of drinks in me,
we're going to go all in.
It was, you know, it's the social lubricant.
Well, it was really weird because as the night went on, we got to ask the cast questions a couple different times, you know, and by the end, it was all about sex. So I was like, so Haggard, you know, because the deceased was a man. He goes, did you ever have an affair with the deceased? He goes, I don't know if he fancies me, but if he did, I wouldn't kick him out of the park. Like, oh my God. And then like, oh, okay then. You know, it's like we were all just like, everything
it was always comes down to sex.
And yes, now they had done 2 performances, and the one the daytime was for mixed group kids and
oh my God, so their library actually had 2 dinners.
2 dinners, and one was with like at noon, and that was with children.
Yeah,
and then
were those tickets the same price as well? Just curious.
Yeah. I don't know. Good question. Good question.
I mean, to pay $45 for a kid,
right? I don't know, but there was one kid there who must be a fan of the library, a little girl with her mom, and she wasn't there. I mean, she was just, I just saw her at the library a lot, so maybe she works for the library, and the little girl must be like just under 2 years old. She looked so cute, but she had a wand in her hand. Like, I'm a future wizard.
if only.
I know.
You know, these kids walk around with wands as if they can actually do that, you know, change
the reality.
Lead into gold.
But you know what?
It's going to be a harsh reality.
It will not be a harsh reality.
Tell me
because instead of the wand, you will have this, I think it's called
Oculus. Rich man.
Yeah. No, an Oculus headset, uh-huh. The virtual reality, the augmented reality.
Yes, yes.
And I listened to Joe Rogan for 3 hours talk to this, was it Joe Rogan? Yes. Talk to this one guy who's in, who helped, who is really big into gaming. And yeah. Right, you know, created the Oculus. I think it's any.
The Oculus is what the ghost hunters use.
It's something like this. They all talk. Dead. They all call it like this, Oculus or I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, he goes, listen. Not everybody's going to have their own private island like Richard Branson.
Mm-hmm.
First of all,
we can all have our own Oculus
that will show you what it's like to be in a private island.
I'm okay with that.
F yeah.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I am okay with that.
I mean, I know
that my Oculus will not have a 40-foot tidal wave hit it.
Right. I mean, we don't have to go to New York and go into a Soul Cycle class.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're not going to have a tidal wave. I mean, remember the day when last year when the big hurricanes came through and Richard Branson was talking about how his staff were all huddled into a room and they were all so concerned about all the flamingos that would die.
Yeah.
And I'm like, those flamingos can fly, right? Unless you nip their wings, but they can fly away. Hopefully I think birds...
Those are called angel flamingos. I don't know why.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
When they clip their wings.
Yeah.
Why do they call them angels?
I don't know. Because, you know what? Yeah. It's
hard to think about that.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing me down, girlfriend. Yeah.
I had my own fantasy this week. You talked about, actually, this was yesterday.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Well, in Sterling, we have a brand new car wash. And it's fancy schmancy, right?
Yes.
It's like, when you drive in, it's got about 50 of these like amazing vacuums, and you just back in and you just get out and you can, and they're just always really, they really suck.
Yeah.
These really suck. And compared to like old timey vacuums at an old timey car wash.
Yeah.
That like you turn it on, put your dollar in
it. It just makes a lot of noise. Yeah.
It doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
You know, and so. We decided to go get our car wash, which we kind of like because we sing the it's like a rainbow, whatever that, because
the Stones,
we have all the different colors of the foam and everything. So we went there, and so we had already gone through the car wash, and you come out, and then we backed into the vacuum, and Dad's in the back just taking it. He's like taking his time, you know. So what pulls in next to me is, this is where my fantasy comes in.
Uh-huh.
It's a blue, it's like a blue car, but it has Hot Wheels on it. And two guys get out. And they both look to me like what I would consider MMA dudes. Now, they're just big dudes.
Okay.
And they look foreign.
Okay.
So, because hardly any MMA guys look American, don't you think?
Okay.
You don't think so? Because it's always like Rodriguez. Or, you know what I mean?
I would think Russian or...
Yeah, or something. They just don't look American.
Okay.
They're not blonde. I could be wrong.
You could be wrong. That's okay.
But that's in my fantasy world.
Right.
They're like... You know, the MMA dudes. And so they both get out really fast, and they both open their doors and they leave them open. And then they proceed to take out their floor mats and stuff. And and the car is just loaded with sand.
Oh, wow.
Just sand.
Yeah.
And it's like they take their floor mats out. And at first I got mad because they just dropped the floor mats out. And, of course, it was windy yesterday. And it blew all over to our car. I'm like, this came out of the damn car wash, you know. But then I went, fuck it.
Right.
This is more interesting.
Right.
Or, I mean, I went, suck it. This is more interesting. And so more sand. And then they're just vacuuming. And so I'm like, where did they get all of this sand inside this car? And so then, the guy that I can see, he's like, he's my MMA guy, you know? So he's bending over a lot. And I realize that he's just wearing like a T-shirt, like one of those T-shirts that you wear that you've been washing for 5 years.
Right.
And it literally has no threads left.
Right.
So it's just... whatever it is.
Right.
And he's wearing sweatpants, but they're not really sweatpants. They're more like, they're like just a cotton, and he has no underwear on.
Of course he doesn't. So he's
so
free
he's bending over, and he's doing that, and I legitimately can see anything I want to see.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I'm watching all the sand and I'm watching this guy bend over
right.
and move around. And so,
and you can do this freely because in the Kia, we have they have the screens.
Privacy shades.
Privacy shades.
We can see out.
They can't see in. So he may not even know that you're being a voyeur.
He did not know.
No.
Excuse me.
Thank God, because that would have been just a little too weird.
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh, miss, take a picture. And you're like,
no.
Okay.
I have taken a picture. But so then I'm thinking about this, you know, MMA character. And then I'm thinking about that he just rolled out of bed, knew that he had to somehow get all this sand out of his car.
Right.
Before whatever is going on Saturday night, whether
right.
he's fighting or whatever. And so he just throws on this t-shirt because he has thongs on.
Okay.
And he has these he just slipped on pants. He didn't.
Right.
But he went commando.
Right.
Major League commando. So then I thought, you know what I bet he's doing? Because we're in Sterling. And I know that Sterling is now the chlamydia, you know, hot point of Illinois.
Right. Right.
So, and it's due to all these anonymous sex parties.
Right.
So then I thought, you know what? Hmm. He is going to go and participate in one of these anonymous sex parties.
Right.
And then I thought, you know what? I bet, does he participate with or without a brown paper bag over his head?
Right.
Or some kind of mask.
Yes.
I had to know. You know?
My thought was, now that he's going,
yeah,
he's coming from this anonymous sex party happened in sand.
That had to hurt, Julie. You know, to, you know.
Or we do have some we have a lot of volleyball players in this area.
I know, but would that be my fantasy?
No,
that they're playing volleyball.
What? But this wasn't your fantasy. This is a fantasy
that I had next to the guy.
No, like this really happened.
Well, it really did happen that there was a man with sand
yes.
in his car.
And he wasn't wearing underwear.
Correct.
Okay, yes. I understand that.
The fantasy part comes in is when
you feel like he's going to go then to a sex party.
He's going to go to a chlamydia party.
Yes.
Where everyone...
I don't know if that's what they call it, because that would... I think that would take down...
You don't know.
No, but I think it would take down the quality of... it's sort of like...
Come on, Dan, let's go. We're going to go to a chlamydia party tonight.
Like,
really?
Again? I don't know. I want to go to the anonymous sex party.
I want to be able to wear a...
it's synonymous.
Yeah.
Synonymous? What does that mean? Well, chlamydia, I might put an equal sign next to anonymous sex party. I remember Dan Savage getting a phone call or a question, however he gets it, on his Savage Lovecast.
Yeah.
He got one just recently. It was from an older person. She said she's 73 years old.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know,
I was a young girl.
Yeah, exactly. And sorry, my phone's ringing, and it's Greg, my brother, calling.
No.
And then so I smiled because you had a premonition.
Yes.
That he would call during this time.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
You went, no, he won't.
No, he knows we're recording. He knows we're on the podcast. What's wrong with him? But he did. So anyway.
It's Greg, though. You know, we're talking about anonymous sex parties. And like,
of course.
He gets his ears tingle.
Yeah. Like, yeah, his.
He's like the ghost hunters.
Exactly.
He gets the hair on the back of his neck stands up.
Yes.
His arms get like goosebumps.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Anonymous sex party?
Mama.
I must call my mom and talk to her about that. I must live vicariously through her stories. But anyway, with Dan Savage, who I live vicariously through. Yeah. This guy calls up saying, this older woman calls up and she said she's 73 years old. And she's like, you know, I don't know. I didn't know that this was a thing, that everybody really wanted to have so many multiple partners and that, you know, monogamish. And he goes, and then his comment was, listen, this is a sex column. So, you know, typically people who have questions, they're questions about sex. And so my demographic might swing a little bit, you know, more this way.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
somehow you just came across us.
Yeah, I'm not saying that everybody out there is thinking about monogamous behavior. I'm not saying that. So don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry. If monogamy has worked for you for the last 50 years, go in speed. Go in, go with God. Go, however.
But, so just if I'm at a car wash.
Yes.
And the guy next to me is vacuuming with no underwear on.
Yes.
And I proceed in a fantasy. Does that make me still monogamous?
It totally makes you monogamish. No, it makes you totally monogamy. You're full blown. Because you listen, our thoughts think 52,000 thoughts a day.
Yes.
Some of them we can't even control. Some of them we tweak to make them better.
Sometimes we control our thoughts.
Yeah, sometimes we control them the way we wanted to control them. And then therefore, you go, girl.
Yeah.
And that does not, I think, and because you know, I'll tell you what,
yeah.
I'm going to say one more thing.
Yeah.
You telling me this story,
yeah.
If I saw this guy,
yeah.
I would go, oh, mom really upped his quota. Uh-huh. Like, he's not nearly, to me, as yeah. probably, you know, fancy worthy.
Because, you know, he is a little dirty.
Yeah. Which you love.
I love that.
Yeah.
Tattooed.
Yes.
Thongs.
Yes.
Just threw on his pants.
Yes.
You know?
And the idea that you think that just less than 10 miles from us, there's a group of people wearing bags,
yes.
having anonymous sex.
I find that
and
fascinating.
And possibly contracting chlamydia? Chlamydia.
Yeah.
Which is just, I guess.
The chlamydia capital of the world.
Yes.
Sterling,
and
Illinois.
And I think only requires a pill for a week or two to get cleared up.
Yeah.
So it's not like,
yeah.
it's not like it's once you got it, you
scary.
Got it forever. No,
right.
it's not so scary. It's got a scary word.
Yeah.
They should just call it pee-pee flu. So, anyway, getting back to Dan Savage, the thought I've had about Dan Savage was this guy calls up saying, you know, I go to a lot of sex parties.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I found out this one girl has told me, like, she has genital herpes.
Mm-hmm.
And but she's on medication, and I'm mm-hmm. thinking that I should tell everybody else in our sex party about this because mm-hmm. it's just not, you know, we should all know. And he's like, dude, really?
Really?
She just knows. You guys all have it. You probably gave it to her. I go, you know, let's just be real here. Dudes.
If you're going to a sex party, you got to know that there's people probably already on the... What do they have? HPV or what is it?
Oh, well, they have.
What's it for?
Yeah.
Oh, herpes.
Yeah, there's anything, a herpes pill.
Yeah.
A herpes
chlamydia pill.
Yeah, stuff to take. Yeah. See, to some people, all those pills are all worth it.
Yeah.
To me, I'm like, no.
Julie can't swallow pills.
I can't.
They're too much for her.
I don't swallow a lot of things.
That's right. You know,
I'm not good.
So anyway.
Yes.
I was trying to think.
I saw
we had a special anniversary this week.
Yes, you did. Congratulations.
Yes, we did. And of course, we talked about. You know, it was a lot of pressure leading up to it.
Yes,
I don't know why, because it's kind of like, damn it, none of us. I don't want either of us to die.
Right.
Before the big 5-0.
Right.
And it's like, and there was this one moment this week where it was kind of nighttime, but it was not really, you know, bedtime.
Right.
And so your father was sitting on a chair, well, you know, an office chair at the front of our bed watching TV.
Right.
And he likes to, he's cold and everything, because he's on blood thinners.
Right.
So he has a blanket around him, and he's watching, I don't know what. But all of a sudden, I just see this shadow, this form of this man just slowly fall over and then crash to the floor. And I'm like, God damn it, he didn't make it.
Didn't make it.
We didn't make it to the 50th.
I just wanted to make it midnight.
I was trying
midnight.
To make it to midnight, and he crashed to the floor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I screamed that nobody heard me. It was just like an
crickets,
echo.
Yeah.
And then he goes, what the heck happened? Oh, I must have fallen asleep.
And you're like, oh thank God.
Thank God. I go, you just fall asleep, and you just fall over the floor?
Right, right.
You know, but thank God that he didn't, you know.
Yeah.
But he did say to me, he goes, I said, well, what if you would have passed away? Do you know what you want? You know, like... Do you want to be, you know, buried in a cemetery and stuff
right.
like that? And he goes, I know what I want. I want to be cremated. I want to be, you know, one and done. Just like, do it. And then I was like, God, this is going to be hard. And he goes, I'm going to put it in my will. Now, I thought this was kind of cute.
Uh-huh.
Because Norm never really is sure about anything, really.
Right.
He can be totally. He goes, I am going to put it in my will. And so you will have to do this. That if you do not have the courage or the guts or the balls to cremate me, that in my will and in my casket, I want to wear big hoop earrings. I want you to put red, big red lipstick on me. Green eyeshadow,
yeah,
and a big paisley scarf around my neck,
yeah.
Like, and he said, "Will that help?"
That's great. We're all in on that.
It will. And then I had to think about it because you know that could be a good bit.
It could be a good bit.
Yeah,
because we're all about the
jokes, people.
We see jokes everywhere, people.
So now I've got a tough choice to make.
Yes, like you know, and because you got his permission to go either way.
Yeah,
which is really interesting.
Yeah.
This is why I say my dad has ruined me for all other men, because here's a guy who is cool. Is like, honey, I'm giving you two options: cremate me, mm-hmm. or in my casket, I'm full blown Johnny Depp, but worse.
Yeah.
And you're like,
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, I may have, and you may have sand in the casket. Who knows? Because you know how he liked his sand. You know, and, but other guys would be like, how dare you do this? You know, like, I don't, you know, like, just not see the humor any of this. And we'd just be like, this is wrong, and, you know, all this stuff. So, but Dad's such an easygoing guy.
I know.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
So I felt a little better that I got a choice now.
What are you leaning towards?
I don't know, though, because the, you know, green eyeshadow.
See, here's the thing about a
red
casket.
Red lipstick.
If I'm not mistaken, the way it works, do you still, if you're cremated, do you still have an open casket kind of thing?
No. What would you, just see a little pile of ashes in the casket?
No, like for the viewing.
No. No.
Mm-mm. No one has, there's no viewing then.
Oh, no viewing. One and done.
Interesting. One and done.
I was watching a show the other day, and they were was taking place in Compton.
Oh, Compton. Okay,
Compton.
Good.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I'm the, you know, Dr. Dre, and I'm like watching this, and I'm all about Compton now.
Okay.
But they have their share of, because, you know, it's kind of like Chicago in Compton, mm-hmm. in terms of like shootings and stuff.
Right.
They have drive-through funerals.
Oh.
So you can go through this, you know, like a little tunnel,
mm-hmm.
and it's a glass, well, bulletproof glass case, and then the deceased is in the casket. And you just go and it's all about respect, baby.
That's ridiculous. And okay,
no, it's not ridiculous. Because if
for
you got out,
eyes,
you could if you got out of your car.
Well, listen, if you can have, you have drive-through alcohol places, or mm-hmm. you know, don't you say that they have that in Texas?
Drive-through alcohol places?
Yeah. Yes,
they got them in Illinois too.
Yeah, you know, like literally drive through the store.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not to a drive-up window.
Right.
Yeah, like drive-through. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yes. And so
somebody picks out here and there.
Yeah.
Kind of like Walmart.
Yeah.
Picking your groceries out.
Pick up. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I get that. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know that we still have that price war going on between cremation places.
I know.
You know, we've got the Dixon versus the Sterling Rock
now
Falls.
Now it's Dixon versus Sterling.
Yep. You know,
Sterling's $1,500, and now Dixon lowered it to
like $1,420,
something like that.
Okay, yeah. So
it's a war, people.
It's a war. We've got a and you know what? Who benefits from that? The consumer,
reality TV,
and the consumer.
Netflix. I put in the cremation wars. Let me try and sell it to Netflix. Dude, you can, if you can do like rusty cars, you can do cremation wars.
You can do cremation wars. Yeah. And honestly, we need to bring the humor back to death because, listen, if you don't experience death in your lifetime, it's because you died first.
Yeah.
You know? Because you died first. But if you do experience death, it's because you outlasted your family.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess that's good too, however it is. And so forth. So it's a wash. Sometimes you want to, you know, sometimes you want to die first. My mind is like, I just want to outlive my parents by one day.
Just one day.
Maybe enough for like a good vacation.
A nice vacation.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe a world tour. I don't know. And then I die.
Oh, you're going to go on a tour of the world.
Yes.
Not you have a world tour. Introducing Julie Peters.
Her parents just died.
She'd be playing. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
She's going to all the anonymous sex parties she can handle because previously her parents could not. It would have killed her. It would have killed them if they knew that they were. She was
She'll
going to anonymous
parties. She'll be at Caesar's Palace starting
with her
September
straw review.
With her straw, yeah, the straw review.
I know. Kiss came
you
to
now
me.
King now came, came to you, me. Not the just cabaret.
Yes, exactly.
Because I could think that to do a cabaret, you'd have to have a voice like this.
Yes.
Hello, people. I know. Welcome to my straw cabaret.
Exactly. I was listening to comedians in cars getting coffee, you know. Mm-hmm. And I went to one. It was Eddie Murphy one. Not that funny. Not that funny.
He has lost his humor.
Yes. Now, but he is he's so grounded.
Yeah.
He grounded, gained a shitload of money.
He gained a shitload of money and went through years of therapy.
Right. A couple different wives.
Yeah.
And
found his place now.
Yes. He says, truly, he goes, the better it gets, the better it gets. I do believe that. I never look back.
Yeah.
He goes, and honestly, I am the happiest doing absolutely nothing.
And he's true about
he
that.
He goes, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I go, literally just sitting.
I don't do anything.
Sitting with my kids and my wife, yeah. Just sitting. No, not plugged into a TV or mm-mm. to a phone, mm-mm. just sitting. Mm-mm. And I'm like, hello.
He and Daddy would make a great, because Norm's like, Norm gets up, takes a whiz, takes the dog out for a whiz.
Yep.
Makes a cup of coffee.
Yells to me, did I turn the coffee pot on?
Every day. Yeah. Did I turn the coffee pot on? Some days you do, he does. Sometimes he does.
Exactly.
Just like we got gas the other day.
Yes.
And he came back in the car and we're sitting and I'm like, you know, this is taking an extraordinary long time to fill up. How empty were we?
Yeah.
And I look over and he hadn't even started it. So I had to remind him.
Like, hey, turn it on.
Please
turn
it
on. Like, oh,
please turn it on.
Well, now it'll take an additional time.
Now, yeah. So now that will take time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Norm and Eddie, that would be a good.
That's a good Netflix special as well, yeah. Norm and Eddie. What was interesting, last night at the party, we discussed Netflix.
No.
And that saying how Netflix is going to be in big trouble because
Netflix, you're in deep
trouble. Do you know what's coming? Disney Prime has come into play.
I know.
Or whatever they call
Disney,
it.
Disney, yeah.
Disney,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
It's their streaming site.
Yeah.
And like for $100, you get it for the whole year right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
And it was kind of cute because I said, I would
love that.
Yeah. I go, I wish I would have bought Disney about a year ago because I know the price has gone up.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no, you can still get it for $100 for the year. And I thought, no, I meant the stock.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Because I know the stock has just gone through
what
the roof.
What'd they say when
I
you
didn't
said
say
that?
The stock.
Oh, that's so
like,
funny.
I'm like, no, you can still get Disney Prime.
That's so funny.
They said because once Disney Prime comes in place and yeah. all the Marvel stories
well, all
go
the
to
Netflix,
Disney.
Exactly, because I watch, I like, you know, Hannah Montana, but Netflix kind of owns that sort of Disney-esque series kind of thing now.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
they
so
do.
That will change.
And also, they also own a ton of Marvel. I mean, a ton of Marvel
yeah,
stuff,
yeah.
you know, which I like. And right now, I finished The Flash. And right now
did
I'm watching.
Did you really?
Yeah, I'm watching iZombie, and I like this show.
Yeah,
it's just quirky and yeah. it's not too yeah. serious, not yeah. too dark. But I mean, I just you know, I'm there's just not a lot of time to do any of this stuff. You know,
what? No.
I almost could give up Satellite.
Yeah.
You know, except that Satellite is live.
I know what you mean.
That's the problem. Satellite's
yeah.
live.
Yeah.
You know, if you're looking at where Dorian's not going, I mean, you could only. Yeah, Weather Channel, the Hurricane Dorian.
Oh, I'm like, who's Dorian? Is that a housewife?
Exactly.
I did not know.
Exactly, exactly. So
I'm watching on Netflix this thing called No Good Nick, and it's very much a Disney-like, you know, show. It's Sean Astin, Patty yeah. Duke's son, and uh-huh. Melissa Joan Hart are the parents.
Yeah.
You know, and but it's interesting because these are high school kids. And of course, you know, we've got the son, Nick is a girl,
mm-hmm.
and she catches her stepbrother, not really a stepbrother, you have to, it's like a whole dealio, but
right,
anyway,
right.
in the hall kissing a boy, and he goes up to her and he goes, please don't tell my parents yet.
Right.
Oh. Don't tell my parents. And she goes, no, I understand. I can keep it a secret. He goes, no, it's not that it's a secret.
Yeah.
He says, I'm just not sure yet. I'm still questioning.
I'm just questioning.
Yeah. So, okay. So that we got a cue.
Yeah.
And then he's running against a girl for student council president who is obviously an L.
Mm.
Obviously an L.
How dare you put somebody in a box like that?
So in the midst of all the drama,
yeah,
we're getting the alphabet.
We're getting the alphabet. And then you go, oh, okay.
And these are the shows for a young person.
Yeah. And then you think, this is not supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be serious. It's supposed to relate. It's almost like when you see a commercial and every stereotype is represented.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this really isn't, you know, a reality. This is like, we want to make sure that no one feels left out. So we're going to represent, this couple will be, you know, we'll represent everybody.
Like for David's bridal gowns. Like in the 30-second commercial, we see two girls.
Yes.
We see a black guy and a white girl.
Yep.
We see, I think it's a regular couple going with a child,
yes.
A black child.
Yes.
Yeah. So who knows how that happened?
Yeah, we don't know.
but in a 30-second spot, like, we got it covered, baby.
Yeah, we're totally covered. No one feels left out.
Yeah.
And especially, the only person that feels left out, if you're a quote-unquote straight Caucasian couple that waited till you got married to have children.
Yeah.
You're screwed.
You feel left out
because that ain't being represented anymore.
No.
You know, you're just an anomaly.
Yeah.
I was listening to Eddie Murphy again. He said something kind of funny. He said that he goes, you have to try out your act at comedy clubs. You got
to
work it out. And you got
to
keep working it. And sometimes, you know, you'd have, when I started getting successful, I'd have reporters start coming to the comedy clubs and try and listen to me do my stuff. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't my act yet. I'm literally just trying to work stuff out.
Right.
And, Melissa, oh God, who's that famous comedian? She just died. She's
Joan Rivers.
Yes.
Okay.
Joan Rivers
didn't just die.
No, I know. Yeah. But at the time, Joan Rivers' husband just committed suicide.
Oh, okay.
And Eddie Murphy was working on this joke, and he goes, you know, Edgar, I'm sure, killed himself because he was just tired of hearing Joan, you know, make all these jokes about him. He goes, I didn't get any laughs. And the next thing in the paper, everybody just said I was a horrible person and that Joan was mad at me. And he goes, it wasn't even a joke yet. I'm literally just trying to work it out. A year from now, when I did my comedy special on my album, it would have been perfect. But
yeah,
and so
you don't mess with Joan Rivers.
Well, no, but listen, I'm sure Joan probably didn't think it was not funny either. Mm-hmm. I bet she thought it was kind of funny, possibly. You know,
she was still working on herself.
Yeah, she's still working on herself. Yeah. It just happened. It's like, he's already a joke, you know.
Already?
Too soon. Too soon.
It's just too soon.
48. For a comedian, I know that the time span for a joke to occur is, you know, shorter.
Yeah.
You know, when it too soon can be, you know, closer.
I mean, some audiences, you know, when they do 9/11 jokes, so they go, too soon.
Too soon. Too 20 soon. Years.
Too soon.
Can you believe it's been 20 years? No, it hasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not yet.
Almost.
Whew, gosh.
Isn't it funny, though? We built our house. This house, the same year as 2000.
Yep,
in 9/11,
we literally moved that day.
We literally moved the day of.
Yeah,
we had to close that day, and we were homeless.
Yes,
we lived in a cabin.
Yes,
at the
state park.
State park
for just 3 days,
and it didn't have any electricity.
No, had electricity.
It didn't
have toilets.
It didn't have plumbing.
Yeah.
Got it.
Which I'm not sure which I would rather take.
If you had a choice, what would you use?
Yes. I think I'd really want.
I'd rather go take a pee in the dark.
Yeah. I was not going. I think I'd rather go pee in a bucket
than
in a light.
Oh, you would?
I think I'd rather pee in a bucket with lights on than to pee in the dark, you know, in a toilet. I don't know.
Feeling your way through.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
But we were kind of brave.
Yes. Well, we were brave because we were rule breakers also. We also knew that our campsite at like a Jellystone
camp.
We had bought a camper.
We were going to live at it was called Woodhaven.
Yes.
And we were going to live there until the house was built.
And it was being delivered.
But it wasn't, the camper
the next couple days
was not there yet.
But the weird part is we that we weren't supposed to have any dogs
in
this camper, in this cabin.
No pets allowed.
Yeah. And we had two border guys. Yeah, we had no choice.
Yeah.
We said, sneak the dogs in.
Yeah.
And we did. And then only at the end, they go, you're not supposed to have dogs.
Oh, she was mean.
I'm like, dude, you saw the dogs going to the bathroom outside. Yeah. I mean, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
So
she was mean. You know, there was a lot of, it was a lot of 9/11 angst around that time.
Oh, that's true. It was a bad time for everybody.
Yeah.
And we got through it. And we're still going through it and so forth. We're still recovering. We're still recovering. You know, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts recently about how...
Because you've been on the road a lot.
Oh, it's been a crazy week.
Our work situation has changed dramatically.
Yeah.
And
we
not for
more,
the better.
Get paid less.
Yeah. We work a lot harder.
A lot harder, get paid a little bit more money. But because of gas, that gets all eaten up.
Right.
So we really work more and get paid less.
So everybody's tired.
And
nobody's really happy. And
and I think that's why your 50th didn't feel, it felt so
sad.
Bitter.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Emphasis on the bitter.
Bitter. The sweet. Bitter. Yeah, exactly. We were trying.
We're still here.
We're still here.
Norm, I woke up when Norm played me a song on Alexa.
Uh-huh.
I woke up on my 50th wedding to Van Halen's Pretty Woman.
Aww.
Forgotten how good... who was the singer? The blonde-haired crazy guy?
David Lee Roth.
Yeah. Forgotten how... cool he was.
He's still cool, man.
Yeah.
He just lives his life.
Really? Is he still alive and everything?
Oh, he's alive and kicking.
Yeah.
He's just a great guy. Like, mm-hmm. he carries, he, what's that new hashtag? Don't give fucks or something like that. Or don't give a fuck or could care less, basically.
Uh-huh. Hashtag could care less.
Good catch.
Hashtag could care less about hashtags.
Yeah, cause, like, exactly. Who cares? But he just lives his life. Like, when they were going to do a Japanese tour, he decided to live in Japan for like 3 months before the Japanese tour when Van Halen was together.
Uh-huh.
And like, he like learned everything. Like, he just likes to embrace his life.
Wow.
You know, I'm like, dude, cool.
I want to embrace my life like that.
I mean, yeah. Well, we're deciding right now that we're going to take our two Schwinn Aerodyne bikes, put them into our Four Season room, and then we're going to get the monthly subscription to Peloton, and then we're going to like go... soul cycling in the morning, baby, in our aerodynamic.
You wish.
I'm not.
I'm going to put money. Okay, let's bet right now.
Okay,
let's bet. Let's bet. I bet that never happens.
Okay,
and you're going to bet obviously that it
does.
Will happen.
So
how much can I? What's the highest I can go?
We go $100.
Okay, $100.
And let's just give me a date when it has to be done.
Okay.
Can I get it done?
Yeah. You have to do it.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to do it?
Yeah. November 15th, my birthday.
Okay. Great. Do you want that to happen? Because it was your suggestion. I wanted to put it upstairs.
And
you said, no, put it in the Four Season room.
Yeah, because I have a better chance.
Of doing it.
Of going, rather than going upstairs.
Okay. No, but by November 15th. I may do it earlier. Who knows?
I may get an extra $100.
You may get an extra $100. And what will you do with that $100?
I'll probably have to lend it to Doug.
I will buy another vintage Louis Vuitton bag or a Gucci bag.
Vintage Gucci.
Yes. Vintage Gucci. Gucci, Gucci, Gucci.
Well, that's so funny because I told you I had a nightmare because I, for whatever reason, you know, I'm Italian. I love vintage Gucci.
Yeah.
I just do.
Yeah.
I always have.
Yeah.
And now I don't know why.
Because you love vintage Gucci because no way in hell are you going to spend $1,000 on a purse.
Oh, honey.
You're like,
honey.
I know there are a lot more than that.
A lot more.
And so you do.
A lot
even
more.
If you had, even if you just won the lottery, there'd be something inside of you going, I cannot justify.
Yeah. It's more like 10.
Yeah. Oh, really? $10,000 for a purse?
Easy.
That's crazy talk.
Yeah. But luckily I do love vintage Gucci.
Yes.
Know? And I had a dream this week and you go, Mom, why are you crying? I woke up crying and I was in with the housewives. I think it was the housewives of Beverly Hills. It might have been Orange County. I'm not really sure.
Right.
But we were packing to go on a vacay.
Right.
And I had my vintage Gucci.
Right.
I had my travel, and I had my purse and then I had the bigger tote bag,
right.
You know, and they were all going like, Chris.
Yeah.
This Gucci is old.
Right.
And they started just going, old Gucci. And I started crying like they were making fun of me. And then you, when I told you the dream, you said that the Gucci represented my
Coochie.
Oh. And that I was, because it was the 50th anniversary this week.
Right.
I was feeling old and I was crying because the young women were making fun of my old
vintage Gucci.
My vintage Gucci. And I was crying.
That's exactly what that sounds
and that's
like
how you interpreted my dream, just like Carl Jung would have interpreted my dream like that. Very archetypal.
Very archetypal.
So that made me feel really special, Joe.
To know that you have vintage Gucci.
When I have a vintage Gucci. Dust it off.
Exactly.
Bring it to the car wash. Going to the sex parties.
That's with your vintage Gucci. All right, everyone. Well, hopefully the show is good. Go to profitenjoy.com or go check out juliehere.com. And still doing my good, doing good, doing life is good. And
you're doing your life is good.
Doing life is good. So how's the show, girlfriend?
I think it was more than good. It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great.